Sonic Erotica.
Up Close and Personal. Words by Discerning Dom. It's been in the back of my mind for a while. Something I want to make her do. If I told her in advance, she would screw up her pretty nose in disgust and make that sort of retching sound she does when she finds something distasteful. I know if I told her what I wanted, it would instantly bring to the surface all those anxieties that women have about their bodies. Those fears that deep down men find them repellent. In particular, that men don't really like women's cunts. Not really, truly. Nothing could be farther from the truth as far as I'm concerned. But I haven't yet persuaded her. Not fully. So I'm not going to give her the chance to reject in advance what I want. Of course, I could flex my domly muscles and say you will do this whether you like it or not, but then it's no longer about her doing the thing I want her to do and me enjoying her response. Instead, it becomes a trial of strength, a test of determination. That's not what I'm looking for right now. I have to go about it subtly, even deceitfully. She mustn't see it coming. I need to throw her off the scent, ha ha. So I let her think it's another exercise in voyeurism. Having her expose herself to me. I've made her do this before, though there's always some resistance.
Why do you want to make me do this in front of you? You know I'm shy.
That's precisely why I want to make you do it. Because you're shy. And because it embarrasses you. I like the feeling that gives me. And embarrassment isn't all you feel. If it were, you wouldn't get so wet. And you do get wet, don't you? She puts out her tongue. She does this a lot. It's disrespectful, and I consider banning the gesture. Making it a punishable offence. What would be an appropriate punishment? A clothes peg or two clipped on her tongue ought to do it. But, and I'd never tell her this, I secretly relish her cheekiness, her occasional gestures of defiance. And she looks so cute doing it, sticking out that little pink tongue. She knows that, of course. I start to talk dirty to her. I tell her about a little scenario I have in mind. Something involving another guy. Maybe even two other guys. It doesn't matter if such a thing will ever come to pass, just thinking about it gets her going. I tell her what the first guy will do to her, and what the second guy will do at the same time. I tell her I'll be watching and taking pictures. By now she's forgotten most of her shyness. She's sitting on the end of the sofa, facing me, and she's pulled her skirt up and her knickers are down. Just hanging off one ankle. One leg is stretched out towards me and the other is bent at the knee and pushed outwards, and her hand is working. A doubt enters her mind.
You are going to let me come, aren't you?
Are you close? She nods. You've got to do something for me first.
What?
Are you very close? She nods again.
Please don't stop me. Please.
There's no sticking out of the tongue now. She wants something, and she thinks that a pretty, pretty please is the way to get it. There's something I want first, I say. Only a small thing.
What?
Her finger is coaxing her towards the crest of the last wave. I lie back on the sofa. Come up here, I say.
What for?
Kneel over me while you do it. Lower yourself down to my face.
Why? What is it you want?
I want to smell your cunt, I say. I want to inhale its rare and gamey odour, redolent of a bitch on heat. Hold it right up close to my nose, and then you can come as soon as you like. Just do it.
You're disgusting.
I mean it, I say. Do it and you can come all you like for a week. Don't disappoint me. She shrugs and rolls her eyes.
Men,
she says. But she does it anyway. Straddling me, rubbing her wet and wanting cunt against my nose. My nostrils fill with her animal scent. It goes straight to my brain and triggers something, and my cock grows rigid as she comes. Grinding her cunt into my face.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.